A top story, Egypt's presidential campaign heats up. The Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi promises to uphold the goals of the revolution. Morsi says Egypt will be inclusive under his leadership. He's pledged to end discrimination against any Egyptian based on religion, ethnicity or gender. And on top of that, he says he'll share power with other parties if elected. Morsi will face Mubarak's former premier Ahmed Shafiq in a presidential runoff vote over the weekend. He says he's confident in winning the landmark poll and believes Egyptians will not vote for a symbol of the old regime. Joining me now on the line from Idaho is Mark Glenn. He's an author and journalist. Mr. Glenn, thanks for being with us. First of all, looking at the Egyptian presidential election, it does, of course, seem very polarized when we're speaking of Morsi at one end and the former prime minister at the other. But what is being raised a lot in the mainstream media is the fact that a lot of reports are saying Mohamed Morsi, if he does come to power, the Egyptians will be facing a radicalized state. Do you think that is the correct idea?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of your question. Can you please repeat that?
Yes, of course. The question of a radicalized state for Egypt, that is what a lot of the parts of the media are claiming when it comes to Mohamed Morsi. Do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, certainly him being a the leading candidate coming from the Muslim Brotherhood, certainly there would be people who would have reason to fear that. He's made it clear, and his party has made it clear, that they plan to create an Islamic government in Egypt, although they have promised to bring it about very slowly. So yes, particularly at a time like this where Egypt has gone through the kind of sectarian turmoil, certainly we all remember the problems that existed within the Coptic community, the various church bombings and arsons and things that have taken place. So in such an environment as this, you're going to have people, particularly with Egypt having as many as 8 million Christians in that country, who are going to be very sensitive to any candidate running for the office of the presidency who's talking about creating an Islamic state.
Right. Well, the fact is that Mohamed Morsi himself has been, at least we can say that, saying that he is not after an Islamic state, so to speak, and that he's going to, in this latest news, for instance, saying that he's going to make all political parties participate and he's going to allow the people to determine the type of government they want. That, of course, we know that there's still no constitution, for instance, in Egypt. So basically, do you think or do you agree with this claim that there is maybe a concerted effort taking place actually to allow this presidential process to go forward in a confused state when people are not sure how much the president is going to be powerful or what the constitution is going to look like?
Well, I think at this point the people of Egypt are very tired. They're worn out from all of this chaos. Certainly it has not done their failing economy any good. And so at this point, I think that they're looking for anything that is going to bring some type of stability to the country. And again, even if it means bringing a candidate such as Morsi to the presidency, who has promised to at least, if not to create an Islamic state, rather to create a government that is based along Islamic principles. And so I think that at this point, the Egyptians, as resilient a people as they are, they're probably very tired. The fathers need to get back to work so that they can earn an income to raise their families. And at this point, I think that the fragility of the situation in general dictates that that people are going to be very open and receptive to anyone coming along who's going to promise a certain degree of stability, and at the same time, however, promising to create a government that is inclusive, which was the words that Morsi used in his campaign speech.
Okay, thank you very much. Mark Glenn, author and journalist, joining us there via Skype from Idaho with his comments.